You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Our reading is from the letter of Paul. And I'll read it from the original Koine Greek. Agape makrothume. Kres teuthai e agape, ou zeloi e agape, ou peprepeitai, ou fusiotai, ou askreimone, ou zeite, ta euteis, ou paroskusneitai, ou lo gizeitai. To kakon. Ou kai rei epitei edikia sugsai rei detei aleithia panta ategei panta pisteiuei panta elpizei panta upomene agape ut oude pete. Let me repeat that. Agape oude pote pipte eite de profeteiai katargitheisontai eite glosai Payu pausontai eite ginosis katargitheisentai. So our reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to 8. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in aletheia, or truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. So this is one of the most famous lines in about love that is attributed to Paul. Yun nga, next week ay New Testament Bible study, 2:30 p.m. So ito ang Greek New Testament, just a few things about it. Wala pong tinatawag na, ang imagination kasi natin, merong isang Bible na kung saan pinagbabasihan ang lahat ng translation. Totoo yon in the sense na ito yon. Pero ito ay kinumpile ng mga Bible, hindi pa Bible translator, tama, Bible translator. Hindi pa translator. Textual scholars from about 10,000 manuscripts. Ang ginagawa kasi nila, wala kasing, yun nga, walang alpha text. There is no one text. So ang ginawa nila, from different manuscripts, aalamin nila, i-reconstruct nila ang ano ba ang pinaka-posibleng Bible. And they come up with this. And this becomes your basis of translation. Ganun ang ginagawa ng mga... there are people who dedicate the entire lives just to come up with this. And then there are another set of people who dedicate their entire lives just to translate it from this to this. So hindi madali kumuo ng Biblia. And next week we will discuss about that. Okay, so this is a famous line na kinu-quote sa mga kasal at sa mga magjujuwa, lalo na kung Christian lovers kayo. Favorite na favorite tong lines na to. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not boastful, it is not rude, etc., etc. And it is in the letter of Paul to the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Lest we forget, the letter was the letter to the Corinthians. It is not a letter to Open Table MCC. So it is not intended for you and me. Originally, it's not intended for you and me. It was intended for the people of Corinth some 2,000 years ago. Marami kasing, you know, pag binabasa yung Bible, parang feeling palagi nila, hindi naman masama yun. Pero kung puro ganun lang, di ba, iniisip nila, oh, binasa nila, Lord, you are speaking to me. Di ba? Well, historically, if you're a historical critic, ang unang sagot mo dyan, lalo na pag sinasabi nila, di ba, sabi ni Paul, masama ang lesbian at gay, according to Romans, according to Corinthians, according to Timothy, Ephesians. So, bakit taga Corinth ba tayo? Taga Romano ka ba? Do you know how to speak Latin? So it's not intended for us. Kaya context is important. This verse has been romanticized or eroticized on an individual level. Not that it is wrong, as it is just one form of interpretation. So it is okay naman na sometimes feeling natin, tungkol to sa love ng magjuwa. Okay, that's one form of interpretation. And that is fine. Especially when you read it in English, di ba? Kasi sa English, isa lang ang salita mo for love. But the Greeks have several words for love. Alam nga lang natin tatlo eh. Agape, eros, phileo. Phileo. Meron pa pala silang term for motherly love. I already forgot. They have so many terms for love. So, especially when you read this in English, and perhaps indeed it is a good set of principles about relationships. Maganda naman siyang principle about personal relationships, whether relationship yan sa jowa or relationship yan sa magulang, sa kaibigan, di ba? Love is patient and kind, and in it endures all things, forgives all things, but does not delight in the wrong. Diba? However, in the original Greek, the word for love used, ano yung narinig natin? Agape. Agape. Referring to a love that encompasses all. So, gumamit si Paul ng specific kind of word for love, which is agape. Kasi nga, yung letter niya is letter to the community in Corinth, the church in Corinth. So, yung letter niya, so if it is about love, it is not love na mag-asawa or what. No? So it is community love. It is a love that encompasses all. And in the Catholic Church, they would define it as the love of God. Agape, the highest love. The love of God. And precisely, it is the love of God because God's love is for all. God's love encompasses all. It is the kind of love that gives you a stomach pain. It is the kind of love that gives you a stomach pain when you see a Palestinian child being violently harmed by an Israeli soldier. Or when you saw that photo of the body of a Syrian child washed ashore because his family was trying to escape the conflict in their country. Nakita nyo ba yon? Anong year ba to? A few years ago to eh. 5 years ago. When naging prolific yung picture nung babe, parang baby pa, toddler, na nasa may beach shore, patay, drowned. You know? It is that kind of love that even if it is thousands of miles away and you just saw it on Facebook, it gives you that wrenching feeling. It is the kind of love that disturbs you to your core, to the core of your being when you hear about a mother and a child, innocent mother and child, killed by soldiers. That actually happened to hundreds of mothers a century ago when American soldiers fired at Moro mothers holding their children. It is the same kind of love that disturbs you when you see a turtle with a bloody nose because environmentalists are trying to pull out a plastic straw from it. It is the kind of love that depresses you when you come face to face with an AIDS patient struggling to survive in the hospital. It is the kind of love that makes you shout in anger and cry in pain when you come face to face with debilitating hunger and poverty in Calcutta, India, as Pastor Carlene have experienced and witnessed. No, sa mga na, halos wala pa nakakilala kay Pastor Carlene dito. No, kaklase ko siya, best friend ko siya sa seminaryo at one time nung di niya pa alam na Becky ako, ay pinagnasaan niya ako. At kahit alam niya ng Becky ako, nag-try pa din si ate mo. Nag-try pa rin si ate mo. So she went to India for the face-to-face program ng Council for World Missions at doon niya I was being asked by some people to go also. Sabi ko ayoko. Kasi katatapos lang ng aming immersion sa Mindanao, sa Lumad. Sabi ko masisiraan ako ng bait if I then suddenly go to India and see the severe poverty there. So mas matibay-tibay si Carlene, so siya nagpunta doon. So it's that kind of love. And or yun nga, the kind of love nung kami ay nagpunta sa Mindanao, sa mga Lumad, and hearing their horror stories of militarization of the AFP as businesses who promise development come to take their land. Or let us draw closer to home here in Metro Manila. It is the love that compels a middle-class UP student to join progressive groups and walk out of their classrooms in protest against dictatorship and against everything that is wrong in our country and society today. It is the kind of love that compels a few, very few, priests, pastors, and nuns to leave behind their life of comfort and careers to go to the Nayons, Bukids, at mga bundok to live and serve and protect people. And even, kasi maski sa mga pari at sa mga pastor, very few ang talagang sabihin mong willing ialay ang buhay. Kasi, hello, except for Open Table MCC, sa ibang mga simbahan, maski pari ka, maski ano ka, aba, the aircon ng kwarto, syala ang kumbento, di ba? Lahat provided, pagkain, everything, kuryente, wala kang iisipin. At ang gagawin mo lang, especially for some contemplative or yung mga monastic orders, wala ka lang gagawin araw-araw kundi magdasal 5 times a day. Diba? But there are a few priests who will go these two Italian priests, one have been murdered, who went to Manila in the 70s, protested Tanduay. At dahil nagprotesta sila sa Tanduay, pinatapon sila sa Mindanao. At doon nag-serve ng buong buhay nila. At ang isa nga ay pinatay ng Bagani, no? Si Father Fausto, si Father Pops. At yung isa buhay pa ngayon, si Father Jeremiah, na na-meet ko. So, no, that kind of love. That kind of love. And it can only be defined as love of God. Who will compel them to go to forsaken lands to serve the people. It is that love that compels Pastor Akakay, mas mga nakakilala kay Pastor, to leave behind her comfortable, well-paying job in the advertising world to do field education work for seminarians. But more than that, to be with and among the oppressed communities of farmers, lumads, and peasant workers. It is the kind of love that doctors of the barrios and teachers of the valleys do. The same love that compels many to protest in the streets and resist the evils of our land, even when it feels and looks as if all hope is lost for the poorest, the least, and the oppressed. So while I will not negate, hindi ko ninenegate, our individualized and romanticized appreciation of this text of 1 Corinthians 13, I also want us to realize what kind of love is being talked about in the same text, especially in the light of the Jesus of the Gospels. Intro lang yon. Yes, the focus of our lesson for today, it is the last Sunday for our preaching series on care, is, dun sa binasa natin, love does not delight in wrongdoing. Napansin nyo ba nung maraming binanggit na love is not, rather than love is. Love is not boastful. Love is not rude. It does not take account of wrong. It, diba? Ang dami niyang love is not versus love is. Certainly, we have to qualify what the word wrong is. To some people, we have to qualify what is the word sin. Kasi they will isi-synonymous nila yung wrong at yung sin. Because some would say, being gay or LGBT is sin. Others would say, it is okay to be gay as you did not choose to be gay. However, it is not okay to give into your gay desires because that is sin. Hindi ko makita yung logic nun, di ba? Okay lang yan, di mo naman piniling maging ganyan. Pero wag mong gagawin.
Okay lang, pasok ka,
huwag
kang
tatakot. Tama. Biblically and theologically, MCC for 50 years have been proclaiming that being LGBTQI is not a sin, nor the expression of such an identity is sin. It is not. To love or even just have sex in appropriate, mutually consensual, respectful, and healthy ways is not a sin. Our love and the ways we love, of which sex is just one part of it, is good and a gift from God. So what is sin? What is wrong? Sin is anything that falls short from the primary law of God. Ano yung primary law of God? Limang Sundays na natin yung pinag-uusapan. Love God as you love... No, love God... Love others, love self, diba? Love the Lord, the primary law. Hear, O people, the Lord our God is one, the Lord is God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. According to the rabbinic tradition, kasi sa kanila namang galing to sa mga Hudyo, these are not two laws, but only one law. We Christians have separated the two commandments. One commandment is the love of God, and the other is the love of neighbor as ourselves. But this is one law, because as I have said in the previous Sundays, in the beginning of our series, the only way you can love God is if you are able to love your neighbor as you love yourself. The problem is, we are too caught up with the love of God that we forget the love of neighbor. Kasi nga, personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So kami lang. Diba? At mas madali yun eh. Kasi di mo naman siya nakikita, di mo naman nahahawakan. Diba? Anything that breaks this law is sin. But it is not only breaking this law is sin. To neglect this law is also sin. To be in the face of evil and do nothing is sin. To break this law is those things that break and destroy people's lives, relationships, and communities, both in the individual level, in the community level, and in the humanity level. And at the same time, to turn the other way when injustice, injury, and hate is happening. Ito nga, for the past few weeks, ang nagdi-discuss yung New Testament professor namin. Sabi niya, the Good Samaritan, the story of the Good Samaritan. Kasi nga, no Samaritan can ever be good. Ano yun? Judgment yun eh. For you to even qualify as Samaritan as good. Anyway, so, in the story, so merong ninakawan na Hudyo. Ninakawan, binugbog, at parang patayin na, di ba? By the roadside. And then a priest comes down from Jerusalem, going down, and turns the other way. Why is it sin? Because the priest knows the primary law. All of the law is contained in this: love your neighbor as you love yourself. Nabuhay siya, pinalaki siya, tinuruan siya, at nag-aral siya sa seminaryo. At naglilingkod siya, at nangangaral siya. Every single core of his being tells you that the primary law is this, and that he knows this. But he did not stop and turned the other way. Individually, bago pala yun. Alam yun, no? Kaya ko rin nasabi, pumasok ng seminaryo. Kasi there was a time nga na nito lang to, January. Nabanggit ko na to. Hindi ko na kung nandito na kayo mga FUU students. Papunta ako dito. Baba ako ng Magallanes. Sakay ako ng MRT. And all of a sudden, patingin akong ganun sa kalsada, merong babae siguro may ganun, no? Naglalakad sa gitna ng EDSA. Lalakad sa gitna ng EDSA. Habang yung mga sasakyan, hindi naman traffic pag Linggo eh. And I did not stop. I did turn. But I continued my way. At sinabi ko yun nung mismo. So nagko-confess ako nung araw na yon. Nung sinabi ko yun dito sa ano. Yon. Take it as it is. Ako to. Lungi na, di-disturb ako nun. Hindi ko makalimutan yung part na yun. Na I should have stopped, turned, went out of my way to alisin dun sa gitna ng highway yung, at nakaganito naman ako, naka Roman collar naman ako, so the cars will stop by seeing me pull her from the highway, but I did not stop. Individually, are there times, situations like mine, or even relationships we have that are abusive to us and others? Have we been abusive and hurtful ourselves? We are reminded of the battered wives who, despite of the abuse, cling to their abusive husbands. Or do we also have abusive parents or siblings who, despite of their violence, verbally or physically, we continue to take into our lives simply because pamilya namin sila? To care for ourselves and for other people we love also means saying no. No more. It is enough. This must stop. This cannot continue any further. There must come a time that true care is maala Maricel Soriano saying, walang magbabagong taon. Tama na ang pagpapanggap nating lahat. Love does not take delight in the wrong. Love cannot thrive in an environment of abuse and exploitation. Love requires justice in all of our relationships. Justice means right relationship, a relationship of equals, and a relationship of mutual respect and dignity. There must be a time when we say to abusive friends, to abusive parents, to abusive friends, lovers, colleagues, and even managers, boss, mga boss sa kumpanya, enough. This must stop. And as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings would say, you shall not pass. To care for ourselves and others is to stand against and resist anyone who will hurt us and others. And also, it also means to resist our own tendency to hurt others. When an intruder enters your home by whatever means, including calling the police, we do something to make a resistance. And not only that, but to expel the intruder from our homes. When someone, to meron, alimbawa, naglakad kayo ng kasama mo nanay mo o kaya tatay mo, no? And then someone, anong gagawin mo? Biglang may sumampal sa nanay mo. Or someone suddenly verbally abuses your mother, will you not come to her rescue and defend her? Love endures. Love endures everything, not in a manner of a victim mentality, but a love that struggles to change persons, situations, and systems so that no one would have to suffer and die needlessly. This is the love of Jesus Christ. This is agape. As much as love is patient and kind, tender and gentle and joyfully true, love, whether it is romantic or it is agape, it is an active act of resistance. To resist being jealous, to resist being conceited and boastful, to resist being rude and bitter, or to take advantage of the weak and the poor and the uneducated, to resist resentment, to resist everything that is wrong and broken in ourselves as much as we resist everything that is wrong in the world, resisting systems and structures of oppression is an act of care, an act of love for God as we love our neighbors as ourselves. Resistance to injustice in all forms and in all places is our Christian duty. We are called to care by saying no to abuse, oppression, and injustice. Only true love can care in this way and in this manner of active resistance. So this Valentine's Day, and as we enter the Lenten season, may we love and care enough to say no to injustice, to say no to abuse, to say no to our misguided judgment of those activists who protest because of love. As much as Jesus opened God's table in tender love, I will remind you, Jesus also overturned tables of greed and abuse as an act of saying no. Enough. This must stop. May we all do likewise in His name. Amen.